Welcome to our discussion of From Whence Confidence, or to be fun, From Whence Confidence. In our discussion of Parshat Miketz, it's just very striking. How does Yosef have the guts, have the gall, to stand before Paro and not only interpret his dream, but to advise him on how he should proceed in the next 7 years? How do you do it? How do you go from the dumps and the doldrums of jail up to stand in the palace of Paro? No doubt in one of the most magnificent places in the world, one of the most magnificent thrones, one of the most powerful people in the world, and to tell him what to do. How do you do it? Where does that come from? In order to understand this, let's look at that verse of transition where Yosef makes that transition from the jail to eventually the throne. Vayishalach Paro vayikrat Yosef. Paro sent for this Yosef, this supposed dream interpreter. Vayiritzuhu minabor. They quickly ran and got him from the pit. Vayigalach vayichalef simotav vayavo el Paro. And he was shaven and he changed his clothing and he came to Paro. Rashi is intrigued by this notion of he took a haircut, he took a shave. What does that mean? And Rashi, quoting Midrash Rabbah, says, "Mipnei kvod hamalchut." He needed to take a shave because he was going to see the king. For the honor of the king, he needed to clean up. And with that, he was able to have the confidence. At the surface of it, it seems to say, confidence comes from a good clean shave. However, some of the Rishonim, some of the rabbis in the Tosafot school, the French school, Rashi's grandchildren and others, in the Moshe of Zakenim collection, they say, wait a second, Tema, he says, I don't understand. What's the big deal over here? Why do we need to, of course, if he took a haircut, it was because of the honor of the king. That's why he did it, of course. Secondly, don't we say in the Talmud in Rosh Hashanah, 11b, Yud Aleph Amud Bet, that Yosef came out of jail when? On Rosh Hashanah. He took a haircut on Rosh Hashanah? Didn't Yosef keep the entire Torah like all the other forefathers? What's going on? So the Moshe of Zakenim gives some technical answers. Well, maybe he took his haircut the day after Rosh Hashanah. He came out on Rosh Hashanah and took the haircut the day after. Maybe it was that night. Or Sakanat Malchut Shani, that because of the danger of kingship, if you're going before the king, he won't be too pleased if you get there and you look disheveled. So out of the danger of appearing before the king in an inappropriate manner, he had to take a shave, even though it was Rosh Hashanah. Mipnei kvod ha-malchut, maybe this explains Rashi. Rashi says to himself, Rashi says, how could it be? How could he shave on Rosh Hashanah? And the answer is, Mipnei kvod ha-malchut, he was in fear of the king, not just the honor of the king, but in fear as well. Another issue was raised regarding the shaving itself. Vayigalach seems to imply not just a haircut, but also actually shaving with a razor. And that's forbidden. So the question is, how could he do it? And the answer is, well, he did it. He was passive and he didn't actually give the haircut. Other people gave it to him. And there was a rabbinic prohibition. And it, for this case, because it was for Kvod HaMalchut, to save his neck as he approached the throne of the kingship, that's why he was willing to do this, despite the technical, halachic, legal ramifications of doing so. In the Midrash Rabbah, there's also a theory that he was a Nazir, that he had taken a vow, as the Gemara in Shabbat says, from the day he had become, went into exile. He took a vow to be a Nazirite, and he didn't cut his hair, and he didn't drink wine. And that raises a question again, how could he cut his hair? And the answer is, Mipnei Kevod HaMalchut. Those few words of Rashi answer all these questions. It's for the honor of the kingship that he was able to do so on Rosh Hashanah, that he was able to do so despite the prohibitions of shaving with a razor, and thirdly, that he was able to do so despite his perhaps having been a Nazirite, one forbidden to take a haircut. I'd like to suggest another answer, which I heard once from my teacher, Rabbi Polkovitz, my youth, rabbi of my youth, he said as follows. We have a Gemara in Shabbat. The Gemara in Shabbat, and it's found also other places as well. It says that many rabbis take the position that Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim him. All the Jewish people are children of kings. And it has many ramifications in halakha. The question of, can you carry certain jewelry on Shabbat that's only worthy of a king? So would you be worthy of carrying it? You're not a king. You're not a prince. We say, Kol b'nei Yisrael, b'nei melachim him. All of the Jewish people are children of kings. Other questions, can you use certain ointments that are only for kings? All of Israel are children of kings. Do we assume that people have ravens in their homes and fancy birds? And the answer is yes, we assume that for legal purposes, because Kol Yisrael, b'nei melachim, all of Israel are children of melachim. And therefore, says Rabbi Polkovitz, when you look at this Rashi, and it says, Vayigalach, he cut his hair, he shaved, mipnei kavod ha-malchut, for the honor of the kingship. Which king is it referring to? Isn't it ambiguous? Whose kingship was he shaving for? Was it for Pharaoh? No, says Rabbi Polkovitz. What Rashi is telling us is that he shaved because he did so for the honor of the kingship of Yosef. Yosef too is a king. He's B'nai Milachim. He's the son of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who were the Arazim, the great cedars of Lebanon. These were the great kings of all times. And that's why he took a shave. That's why he changed his garments for his own self-worth, for his own honor. That's the answer to our original question. How did Yosef have the guts to stand up in front of the king of the world and say, I have a better idea for you. I'll tell you, Pharaoh, what to do. The answer is threefold. Number one, he was king. What does that mean? King means self-control. Yosef was the king over himself. I don't care what type of advances that the wife of Potiphar or others would make to him. Yosef stood his ground. He understood that he was a ben melech, a child of the king. Yosef's power comes from a second source. Elokim yaneh shalom paro. He understands that his power comes from his close feelings and association with God. He calls out from the dungeon and from the depths, and these prayers that Yosef makes, and this sense that God is with him, and this sense that God answers the prayers and answers the dreams. This is his second source of malchut, of kingship, of being in control. And thirdly, being a ben melech, being the child of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and not forgetting it. That's his third sense of self-confidence. From whence self-confidence? The answer is, from a sense of self-control. I control myself. I'm the master, the king over myself. I am with God. Elokim yaneh shalom paro. God will be with you and do my task, and we'll be together, done with God. And thirdly, when we remember that we are children of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and their spiritual legacy, that makes us b'nei melachim, children of kings. And when we act on that, when we appreciate that, we have all the self-confidence in the world. We realize we can stand next to the greatest kings of the world, the pharaohs of this world. We can stand with our head held high and realize that the kingship rests not on that throne, but within. It's the kingship that lies within. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Bethel Emeth Congregation today here in Memphis, Tennessee. Join us each week for our discussions. I'd like to thank Jason Levkowitz for making today's presentation possible. And thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week.